home, they may only rent it for a third of the year, and a third of that year, it's been, it's commercial. Even though it's available, yeah, they're renting it out, but again...
If I buy a cabin and I keep it for my own vacation purposes, and I come here and I stay in it, I'm still going to pay residential. Once I start collecting state sales tax, per this, these statutes, and the Missouri Supreme Court,
I don't think it's that clear.
I think it is.
So if I can have a business license and collect sales tax, I mean, I run a business out of my home, or I have a business that's out of my home.
Does she have a business license?
She doesn't have to answer that.
She does. It's Branson.
If I have a business license in my house and I'm running a business out of my house, which my wife's an interior designer and I have thousands of boxes, and it's very frustrating, they come to my garage every day and I have to move them. I would hope that there's not some Missouri statute somewhere that says that my house is now a commercial business because I have a business license, because my
house... You're on a slippery slope because you're a realtor, so am I, and we're talking about carving a piece of our house out because we write it off on taxes. But that's not true because you don't charge sales tax.
Well,
My wife charges sales tax
on certain stuff, but I would pray that she doesn't get taxed. And there's hundreds of people in this county that have businesses that they run out of their house that would have a business license that charge sales tax. I mean, I have Amazon people. I have people that run Amazon companies.
Kenny, when you go to a property... we find out the garage has a big sign on it and it says they're fixing cars there. I believe that we have to charge commercial, don't we?
If it's advertised on the property.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, absolutely.
Rebecca, we're obviously here getting to benefit from the joy of us all arguing here.
I don't need to be in the argument. I don't know how I can help you otherwise.
No, I think the issues are pretty clear and the differences are pretty clear. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recommend one thing because we're going to have multiple ones of these.
Sure.
So that we can try to figure out a kind of rule that we're going to apply to these, given the facts in her case, is to...
Am I the first one that you called on this?
Well, you're one of the first ones of many that are coming.
I'm not the only one.
No. I'm going to ask that we table it for today and continue this until Friday to make a decision on this particular one or maybe even later this afternoon. I don't know what your availability is tomorrow, this afternoon or Friday.
For a teleconference?
I haven't been to work like I...
Probably not.
We can call and let her know what goes on.
We can call and let you know what goes on. But understand something. It is likely that whatever decision we make in your case or some other case in this matter may be appealed. And currently there is a Supreme Court case that talks about availability. So if people only make it available for half the year minus one day, they never fall within the purview of the language of this case. Now, I don't know exactly how you make that happen, except I guess you carve out what months you don't and do want to make it available, but that is a likely scenario that may come down the pipe. So regardless of what we decide to do, you do want to watch and see what the State Tax Commission in this may end up doing in these cases. So I'm just letting you know. Right now I'm asking to table this until either this afternoon, and then we can call her back and let her know.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Second.
All right. We're moving to table yours.
And we will let you know what happens. Thank you for
calling. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. It'll be tabled. We'll touch base back with you. Have a great one.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm sorry to jump in, Mr. Chairman.
No, you're good. I appreciate that. 2021-27165 Partners, LLC. It's a teleconference. Can I get a brief on that?
Partners 165, Dana Andrews.
Okay.
We did the income valuation, and we've agreed to go with the $865,000.
So what were they requesting?
I don't know what he was requesting.
$900,000.
Well, he and I agreed to $865,000.
All right. I make a motion that we accept the terms that the assessor and the owner has put together of $865,000.
Second.
All in favor say aye. 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 Motion stands. Thank you for looking into that, Susan. Did you touch base with him and say that that's what you guys had discussed?
Not only that, but we made him answer us in an email, and a copy went to Wesley.
Okay, very good. So he's aware that you were willing to work with him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good.
I make everybody give me an email agreeing to the amount that I wrote on it.
Okay, well, we appreciate you working with folks.
Yeah.
BOE number 2021-28, Thomas Schuberth, Revocable Trust, Branson Landing condo. This is not a nightly rental condo, it appears.
Can I tell you on this one?
Sure.
Okay. This one has been riding on the BOE valuation from 2016. And this is another one where they are actually looking right down on the concert area and the fountains. Based on the price per square foot from the comps that I pulled and showed you, I've got some here from this is the same area, he'd be at, we're recommending $302,500.
What's he requesting?
He is requesting $215,000.
Is this, how many bedroom is this?
We don't know how many bedrooms. We'd only know bathrooms if we look at his.
Was it 215 last year?
She was saying that it was a BOE adjustment from 2016.
It was 248 last year.
Okay, and he thinks it needs to go down even more?
Yeah, I've got him at $302,500 based on a May 18th sale, one of my sales letters. And it's the identical condo from across the courtyard, right down to the number of square foot. I don't think we can get any closer than that for fair market value for him.
What was the price per square foot?
I think they're around 190. Let me see if I got, what's that name, Shiver? This is a sales letter from right across, exact same square footage, everything. Looking the same view, but across the.
Yeah. Anybody have a name on this?
Schubert. Well, it's a trust, but I don't know if that's the.
This is Thomas.
Okay.
Hello.
Is this Thomas?
Yes, it is. This is Wesley.
All right, Thomas. This is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization here with Greg Baker and David Akers, members as well, along with the assessor. Anyway, we're looking at your BOE appeal.
As you notice, nobody's getting that kind of money anymore. Might be selling elsewhere, but not at the landing.
How many bedrooms are you, sir?
I'm two bedrooms.
What are the ones around it? Can you look at
that? That's the one across the way that she's got the letter.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we're looking at it here. So you're based.
It's the same. He's getting back. What's the basis of you indicating that you don't think that they're selling for that? When's that sale on that one?
That was 2020, I believe. It's on the paper.
Last year, we got basically an identical condo across the way for $302,500.
Yeah, but look at all the rest. I sent you some paperwork. You have that, right? You're looking at it.
Yeah.
Real estate whipped up by what they're selling for now. I mean, nobody else is getting that kind of money now. Plus, they had a New York, California or somebody that thought things were cheap.
May
didn't
I
pay that much.
What year were these?
Are getting those high numbers? 06. That's why I took the exact same unit.
They're built in 06.
And your unit looks down on the fountains, right?
The back front, yeah.
So if you go in that picture, and you see where he's at, if you go directly across from that to that row. All of those, there's sales of those from 19 and 20, and they're all over 300,000. But the one that I am using to base the rate I'm recommending was the sales on the unit that is identical to his, including the square footage.
So, I know, did your property card come out to say 364-607, sir?
Actually, we're in Colorado now. I don't have that with me.
Okay.
I think it's another one to call.
Okay. So.
Reevaluated that image of your thing?
That's what I have is the valuation on my, and I think that's possibly what went out was 364-607.
That was 2 years ago. What it went for?
Well, no, that's what they currently have you as an appraised value. The assessor had looked at it and said that basically she can do or the 302,500 after looking at it is what the evaluation she came up with, 302,500. But I think your card said 364,607, which is $62,107 less than what the valuation was. I am seeing some here, obviously. I mean, do you have a view on yours?
Yeah, on the fountains, he said.
So they do range in price here. So seeing that the assessor had looked at it, changed it, dropped the valuation down to $302,500, I'm going to make a motion that we go with the 302,500.
And to clarify, Thomas, I believe we're going off also a sale that was right across the street of an identical unit, or right across the way of an
same
identical
view
unit. So it is we are dropping it with the motion, but it's obviously not down to the level you're talking about.
I'll take whatever I can get. Penny saves the dollar on something like that.
I'll give it a hearty second.
Hearty second. All right. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of lowering it to 302,500, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
Can I throw in there too? Aye.
You did. Hey, where are you at in Colorado?
Estes Park, Rocky Mountain National Park.
Awesome. I just came back from Colorado Springs and enjoyed. I scared my wife driving up Pike's Peak. It was very scary. So the air got thin. I prayed I didn't pass out. But anyway, hey, Thomas, thanks for owning property in Taney County. Have a great one.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, Kanika, nobody's here.
So this...
Do they have one this afternoon, did you say?
They do have one this afternoon.
It would have been exempt, but it's not exempt? Or
well, they just bought the Stu property.
Okay.
And it's up the street. It's where Eric Davis's family used to live, if I all know that. And so they're saying they're going to turn it into an office, but when we went to assess it, it wasn't yet. And so it's not being used for the purpose yet. Plus, I don't know that it would fall under that. Not everything that belongs to a company that's tax-exempt actually goes that. I mean, even the Catholic Church gets taxed on some of their property.
Agreed.
So.
I would make a motion to table it to this afternoon with their other property.
Yeah.
I second that. All right, so we have